You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Is this where it ends or begins for Kevin? It's Dan'em or Dump'em time.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Dan'em or Dump'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
First of all, give us a little bit of a rundown on how you met Megan, and if you did go on a date, what went down on the date, and we'll try to figure out what went wrong and maybe get you a second date with her.
Yeah, we actually met at the Fall Out Boy show a couple weeks back.
Oh, okay, nice.
Buddy. Yeah, yeah. I went with a buddy because, you know, one, great music, and two, a bunch of hot emo chicks are going to be there, right?
Yeah, nice. So, okay. I get that, okay.
She and her friend were behind us in our section, and she accidentally knocked my drink out of my hand. So in between the acts, we went up to get fresh drinks, and we ended up standing around and talking, and then kind of headed back in together. And we kind of, you know, legit paired up. Like, my buddy was dancing and singing with her friend, too. He was awesome. And at the end, we all walked out together and then ended up hitting, like, up the bar there until the crowd thinned out.
Okay.
And I got her number. We texted that night, and we made plans to meet up the next weekend for drinks. That went great, also. We had a really good time. It was easy since we kind of got to know each other at the show. So
yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Yeah, it felt like a second date, almost.
Gotcha, okay.
So I was just getting this vibe that she was super into me, and we hung out for like 2 hours and then just called it a night. Like, we didn't like hook up, but there was definitely some kissing on the sidewalk, and then she took off in her Uber.
Sidewalk kissing.
Sidewalk kissing, yeah. And, you know, I didn't push anything really, but she's not texting me back, so I don't really know like how I could have messed this up.
Okay. All right.
So a chance meetup at a Fall Out Boy show, another time out with some drinks for a couple hours together, and now nada. Huh.
Is it possible that she's just spent the last however many days just sitting at home listening to like Bayside and Hawthorne Heights and all these bands, and she's just sitting in a room of depression, and that's what's happening? And she won't answer her phone. She's like, Taking Back Sunday, here I come, you know.
I love Taking Back Sunday.
And that's just kind of what's happening there.
She had like a bright personality.
She had a bright personality.
Okay, so it doesn't seem like she's holed up and maybe having a rough time, okay?
In the days of Coriel sitting at home listening to sad emo music.
Oh, I like all that stuff too, don't get me wrong, okay? I have a playlist called All the Emotions with a cryy, smiley face that I have
on
my...
That's awesome.
Yeah, and
that's
it's awesome. Okay. It's all those bands. Coriel, you should follow it.
Oh, I already have my own.
Awesome. We should compare notes.
There are... I think literally hundreds of songs on it.
You and I have already made a fire sitting around drinking beers playlist and country music.
Yeah, gotta have
an
emo throwback one.
Gotta have
all right, so she's not doing that.
I have a few friends that are like this, where in a concert setting, they are much more extroverted because you're filled with like all this like energy from people around you, and you kind of like choose to blow off steam a little bit,
like music, drinks, fun,
right? Yeah. And but then like maybe when you guys, because they got drinks a second time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So when you got drinks that second time, I mean, like, did you hold back a lot? Like, were you more withdrawn? Because like, did you go extrovert than introvert? Maybe
it felt the same. It felt like we got to know each other. Yeah, it felt like the vibe just kind of kept progressing, and it was just the two of us and that. On that situation.
Have you since taken the Fall Out Boy concert very seriously, and you've now got like this shag swooping jet black banged out haircut, and you've got your eyeliner
on?
Didn't
get to see that because you were wearing a ball cap.
You have a frequent flyer card to Hot Topic.
You know what? I would do that if I thought I could get a third date.
Okay. I'm not saying anything's wrong with that.
Right.
Definitely have been there, but maybe it's not her vibe. But that's not the case, so okay.
Well, what we'll do is we'll give Megan a call for you, see if we can get her on the phone and sort this out and get you guys out again, and we'd be more than willing to pay for it.
Great. I appreciate it.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
All right, what do you think went wrong with Kevin and his emo girl, Megan?
You can wildly speculate, as we like to say, on X Instagram 2, KZKX969 there, and on Facebook, KX969. Truly, gift form is the best form, although JP.
Yes.
And I knew this was coming. More and more people are pointing out that gift responses and gift replies to things are very, very, very millennial.
Oh, like we've got to get more with the trends and not.
No, gifts anymore? Like, we care.
Yeah.
Gifts are still fun. Doesn't mean it's dumb.
Stop but judging us.
It is a telltale sign that it's it's a millennial maybe having conversation with you.
Whatever. YOLO. Give us your gifts.
Stop. Doesn't help our case anymore.
Well, it's not our case. It's me. I'm
Hey, it's
old,
good for you though, because at least gifts are still millennial, and you're what? You. Was it Dust Bowl? Is it
Dust Bowl? Come on,
Boomer
gift form is the best form if you want to guess on what went wrong with Kevin and Megan and Datum or Dump'em.
Now the conclusion to Datum or Dump'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And if you're just joining us, it's Kevin who met Megan actually at the Fall Out Boy show a couple weeks back. She managed to knock the drink out of his hand, offered to buy him a new one. They all hung out together. I had a good time at the show, went to the bar afterward to let the crowd thin out, hung out some more, got a number, and then they made plans for drinks and hung out for like 2 hours another time. So now Kevin's looking for why he's being ghosted by Megan and hoping we can get him another date.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Megan.
Yeah, hi.
It's JP Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. How's it going?
It's okay.
Megan, unfortunately, you're going down in an earlier round. We're here to, like, really put you on the spot.
Is this that dating thing?
Yes. Yes, it is a dating thing.
This is funny. I was actually going to message Coriel about this guy.
What?
You were going to message Coriel, okay.
That site was on Facebook that you can share, like, bad dates or weird guys so someone else doesn't get dealt with a creeper.
Oh, we
had that. Oh, yeah, those
we
groups.
We had that on the show, those like a Facebook group about creepers.
I'm not in any of them anymore. I got out of the one just because it was just, I don't know, it's too messy. Do you think I know this person? Is that what you're saying?
I was going to message about him.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Oh, like getting contact to be able to get the hold of the Facebook people to put his name up there.
Yeah, you just do that yourself.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Coriel's not the ringleader of that, or did you just get outed?
Absolutely not.
As the person who runs the page.
Yeah, you're the runner of the page.
No, mm-hmm. I would never do that in my life. That's like the worst idea of all time.
All right. So, what happened with Kevin that was so bad that you want to get his name and info on the Facebook page about it?
Okay. So, he legit seems like a nice guy. The problem came when I did like the deep dive. I've been burned by weirdos before.
Yeah.
So you have to do the online stuff.
There's a lot of weirdos out there.
Yeah. So I went on Facebook and I saw that he sells stuff on Facebook.
Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
it's like
what?
All women's clothing. All of it is women's clothing. And it's like these pictures of dresses and purses and shoes, and like, it's just a lot.
He's selling women's clothing on Facebook Marketplace.
Only women's clothing.
So you think he steals them from them? Thief. I think we've had that before on Datum or Dump'em.
So he's stealing what was it? Underpants.
He was stealing. No, he was stealing like clothes and selling them. They were is what he was doing. That was like four years ago.
So do we have a repeat offender?
Right.
I hope not.
Okay, so when he's selling this stuff on Facebook Marketplace, is he wearing the clothes?
What? You went
like,
right
to
there?
Sell it?
What?
I mean,
you went right to that?
Not as far as I know.
Oh, my God.
As far as I know, no, he's not wearing the stuff.
You just like, puts the lotion in the basket? Is that what you're saying here, JP?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Oh, my God.
Hey, he might be a good model. Who knows?
So he's not modeling the stuff. He's just displaying the clothing, the purses, the shoes, and stuff on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. I mean, and there's tons of it. Like an entire shop worth of women's clothing and accessories.
Did he say anything about having like a sort of recent ex at all?
No.
Okay. I mean, maybe like they had like a failed engagement and then it went really south and he's just being incredibly petty and borderline illegally selling her things.
Or it's possible that he knows what's worth more than what you see at a thrift shop. So he's grabbing it and he's selling it on there.
That's a good question. Are they used clothes and stuff? Are they new?
Are there tags on them?
Seems like used but gently worn.
Okay.
Some of it's still in plastic. He even says like when something's been dry cleaned.
Oh, okay.
It was just a ton of content and like It was all just women's clothing and stuff.
Well, I want to ask him if he's selling it for, like, for his family or something.
Yeah, let's bring Kevin in
here. What if he's just making money? That's fine. As long as it's not dastardly how he's getting them.
Since you know, Megan, that this is Dana Redub and Kevin's been listening in. So, Kevin, is this from an ex? Are you stealing those?
That's actually a very lucrative side gig, I'll have you know.
Okay.
Okay.
I make a ton of money doing it. So many women buy used clothes online. It's
That's
crazy.
True. So where do you get this stuff then?
So he's just getting his bag. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Where do you get the stuff, though?
It's mostly from, like, my mom and my sisters. They have pretty good taste, and they buy nice stuff, and they
Knew
go through
it.
Clothes and
yeah.
shoes and purses like crazy, yeah. You know, they'll order stuff online, and then, like, they don't really want to hassle returning it. I mean, I don't get it. This is they have all these clothes sitting around, so I started selling them and started making pretty good money.
Nice.
Yeah. All right.
So now the weather's nice. Do you go around to, like, garage sales and stuff and pick through that stuff?
It's not that big of a deal for me. It's really just, like, stuff that my family has and that's sitting around anyway.
What Coriel's talking about, you can make some cash off that.
Yeah,
it's
your next level,
you
man.
You should
yeah.
consider that. Those garages are popping up left and right now that the weather's nice. I mean, I honestly think you could just enhance your money-making abilities.
There's an individual in town that I know that he does that. He goes there and he picks up very specific items, fills up his garage with them, and then sells them on, like, eBay and stuff like that.
Wow.
Makes a ton of money off
Yeah,
them.
I can yeah. see
That's
that.
That's awesome.
I mean, I'm learning about, like, brands and stuff and, like, what's hot. And, you know,
yeah.
So it's not a bad idea.
Okay, so Megan, now that you're hearing this, this is just him selling his mom and sister stuff. Yeah. And how are you feeling about this?
I'm sorry. Like, I'm sure it's a moneymaker, and you seem like a nice guy, but it's just weird to me. Like, I don't think I could be in a relationship
what?
And have to say to my friends, like, my boyfriend makes money selling women's stuff online. Who cares?
Well, it's not like his only income, it sounds like.
Even if it was, who cares?
I mean,
it's not
yeah,
coming
even
from
if
a
it
bad
was,
place.
But it's
like he's making money. I don't care.
How is, like, Facebook Marketplace different than, like, selling them at Zanmar, a place like that?
Like you being a salesperson
yeah.
at the store?
Like, I'm sorry. It just is different. It's weird. It's like you're collecting it. Like, you have a closet full of women's stuff. I don't know.
It's his family's, though.
I don't know how that'd be any better.
I'll tell you how it is better. We just had a whole conversation a week ago about how Coriel's boyfriend wears his father's underwear. At least this guy's not wearing his sister's underwear.
That's a great takeaway, Husker Nick.
Always find the brighter side.
Always
here.
Find the silver lining.
Kevin, unfortunately, your lifestyle, I guess, selling women's clothing just doesn't vibe with Megan.
Yeah, the side gig.
I mean, it's not a lifestyle. I don't
Yeah,
care.
Okay. It's more like a side gig.
Dude, making money. I wish I had sisters I could get clothes from to sell online.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Kidding, right?
That's really cool.
I'd be all
family.
About it.
Do they get a cut of it at all, or are they just giving you the stuff?
He's doing the work.
No, they just don't want to hassle. They just don't want to bother with
Hell
it.
Hell yeah.
Sure, you're the guy. He's taking care of the
all
stuff.
Right. All right. It's a win all around.
Well, hey, Kevin, we wish you the best in your side hustle here, and maybe you'll find somebody who's a little bit more understanding.
I wouldn't think it would be a deal breaker, but I guess for her it is.
Okay.
I guess so.
Yeah. Well, hey, Megan, thanks for being on the show. Thanks for listening to, and best of luck.
Thank
all
you
right?
for your honesty.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
They play good music.
They're entertaining conversations.
They're the morning show goat.
Everyone in Nebraska wakes up to JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.